Barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express. I am Sister Mara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, it certainly feels so good to be back this new year, this 12th of January, and it's corresponding to the 13th of Rabiul Akhir. And well, it certainly does feel good to be back. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's really, really nice to be back again on air. Alhamdulillah. I hope everybody enjoyed the holidays and the break that they took. And inshallah, Allah make it easy for all of us.
Inshallah, I mean. Auntie Khadija, how was your break, your holiday?
Alhamdulillah. I was just at home. Not really went anywhere, but it was really a nice break away from all the hustle and the bustle that we were busy with.
Time, yeah, so basically you had nice time to relax.
Gee,
and
they
say the best holiday you can have is your home.
At home, yes.
Well,
wherever you go, I mean, at the end of the day, your home is your home, you know.
Absolutely, yes. Gee. And there is no place like home.
There is no place like home.
Okay. Well, we did a bit of traveling. Our holiday actually started a few days in Durban. And I remember last year I did the program from our Durban studios.
Yes.
And that was really amazing. And then we came back home for a few days. And then we stayed in Dubai for a few days. And then we traveled to Istanbul, to Turkey. And Turkey was really, really very cold.
Really?
It was basically their mid-winter.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically had to dress in layers. And you to dress up pretty warm, and it was really cool, but absolutely an amazing journey. Turkey is more historical, you know. We actually visited the Topkapi Museum, the Hagia Sophia, the Blue Mosque, and you know, if you go and visit the Topkapi Museum, you actually see the turban of Yusuf alayhi salam, the different swords of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and there's the one. In one of the masjids, not the Topkapi Museum, one of the masjids, I can't remember the name now, it wasn't very far from the hotel where we stayed, you actually see the footprints of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just to look at that, I tell you, you can actually cry, you know, actually brings tears to your eyes. So, you know, you look at all those
historical
things, and even the Topkapi Museum, it's absolutely amazing, the artwork, it's actually done by hand. And even the carpets at the Blue Masjid, it's beautiful carpet, you know. And it basically, it's so, so amazing.
Really,
so
yeah.
Turkey is more like historical. And, you know, if you look at now the type of foods that in Turkey, well, the food there is was very bland, but very nice indeed. It's more like fresh bread, say, more in the pies, you know, the pizzas and the type of breads, you know, and more like Middle Eastern
foods.
And I was actually thinking of you about the pies,
okay,
and you know, the mince, the chicken, and the different types of salads, the yogurts, the different types of cheese,
and olives.
The olives, oh wow. And I must say, you know, we actually had something called, you know, it's like a big potato. You call it kimpur.
Okay.
It's a big size potato, my daughter and I shared it, and it's actually baked, and they actually take out the potato from there, and they take out the filling, and they actually mix it with different types of olives and herbs and garlic sauce, and they put that back.
Oh,
that was so lovely.
Okay.
But very bland indeed.
Okay.
And then you have a lovely lentil soup as well, which we had. It was so nourishing, like for the type of winter. And Turkey, again, is very hilly. Turkey is very hilly as well. So we did quite a bit of walking as well. And then you go on the Bosphorus River with the boat, like with the ride, and you actually see the different parts of Turkey. What we only did Istanbul. Now, Istanbul is divided into two. You can actually go into like the Europe side of Istanbul. And, but like I said, really, really cold as well. And coming back to Dubai, you know, I met up with Karima Isaacs.
Uh-huh.
She was the author of the Cape Malay Cookbook, which I think I interviewed her last year sometime. So I met up with her. She actually came to pick me up at the apartments. And she took us out for coffee. It was really amazing meeting such a lovely person.
Mashallah.
You know? And yes, so that was part of my journey. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, let's get back into today's program. It certainly feels back, you know, good to be back again. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. In the homemaking segment, which we're going to commence the program with, back to school, Auntie Khadija. So I thought I'd put some tips together, tips to wash and care for school uniforms. And then in the cooking segment, we're going to go very light today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about pastas, how to cook your pastas, pasta tips and tricks, how to cool down pasta. And Yes, all about pastas. And I think pastas are very easy meal to prepare when kids come from school. It's easy, it's filling, and it's nourishing as well. And it's much liked by children as well.
Why not?
Then what recipes can we look forward to, Dr. Richard?
So today we have a selection of pasta recipes. That's a mushroom steak tagliatelle, a saucy creamy pasta, a macaroni special, and a veggie pasta.
So lovely recipes you can look forward to. That will be coming up later on in the program. So in the meantime, let's start with tips to wash school uniforms. Now, unfortunately, kids' school uniforms can get really messy. But don't fear. We'll share with you some tips on how to remove stains and also make washing easy. Now, the simplest way to clean school uniforms is to put them in a washing machine with a quality laundry detergent, like maybe Omo, whichever one you prefer. I think a liquid laundry detergent works
wonders in the machine, and it smells so nice even.
Yes.
It smells fresh once you take it out.
And I think you can just put, you don't have to put anything else for the school uniforms.
No.
Just put that into your washing machine.
Sure.
Put it onto a low light cycle, and
it washes very nice.
It washes very well. Now also, pre-treat any stains before washing. Dry clothes naturally, this will actually prevent shrinkage. Turn embroidered sweaters inside out before washing to help protect the needlework. And also when buying uniforms, you're reminded that your relaxing evenings are a thing of the past, replaced by standing over the tub scraping and scrubbing all manner of stains out of your children's clothes, including the dried on remains of the school dinner. So don't worry, stain removal doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming. In fact, if you follow these great pieces of advice, it could be finished washing in time for reruns as well. So basically, pre-treat any stains before washing. Also, it's a good idea to actually keep an extra set of school uniforms. You never know how the weather might turn out to. Kids might fall, get hurt, or maybe just tear the school uniform.
So at least if you have this extra one, it should be on the safe side.
On the safe side, less stress for you, less stress for the kids as well. Then also try and get a bottle of stain removal as well. Also importantly, use cool temperatures if possible. Rather wash the school uniforms in cold water. Put your washing machine on a cold water cycle as well. Then dry naturally if time allows. That is better to hang it outside, let it dry naturally. But sometimes with the weather as well, you can put it into your tumble dryer as well.
Gee.
And also take extra care with embroidery. If you've had to embroider your children's names into the school uniform, or if they wear a patch on the sweater that has been sewed on, take a little extra care if you're washing or using a washing machine. Sometimes embroidery and stitches can snag on the internal workings of the machine, causing them to unravel. Mm-hmm. It is a good idea to turn the sweater inside out before washing, which helps to safeguard the embroidery. And you can also use a washing bag for a little extra protection. Then, yes, tumble dry uniforms. If you need to tumble dry it on a low heat. Sometimes it there isn't so much of wrinkles.
Yeah, because it creases a lot, then you need to iron it nicely.
Also. And then also another idea is consider spraying jackets, ties, and other hard-to-clean garments with a fabric protector like Scotchgard to help repel spills and prevent stains as well. So that was part of our homemaking segment. Now we're going to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to go on to the cooking segment, and it's all about pastas. Now the question we're asking you today is, you know, what's your favorite holiday food memory, local or international? So share with us your favorite food holiday. If you've traveled internationally, you can share with us what type of food you ate. And even if you were just local, maybe you went down to Durban, you enjoyed a pani chow.
Yes.
Or just a Gatsby if you're in Cape Town, or a Dalchi, or a Gatsby. Or if you were down here in Johannesburg, you probably tried an AK or a Wonder Why on Echo Wire State.
Yes.
So share with us what's your favorite holiday food memory. We'd love to hear from you. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Or send me on Instagram, Amara_Mulla, or even on Twitter, @AmaraRadioIslam. Stay tuned. Well, it certainly feels good to be back, and the question we're asking you today is, what's your favorite holiday food memory, local or international? Well, our lines are open just for a few minutes before we go on to the recipe section. That will be later on in the program. You can even send us an SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Well, Auntie Kretia, we already got queries.
Okay.
This one says, Jazakana for a lovely program. My granddaughter spilled Tipex on her brand new school uniform. Can you please tell me how to clean it? Okay, we're going to ask that to the listeners out there. Maybe they can assist this lady, and I'm sure somebody will come out with a handy tip. So the sister says again, my granddaughter spilled Tipex on her brand new school uniform. How can I clean it out? Okay, so the listeners out there, please help the sister out. She actually spilled a Tipex on her school uniform, and how does she remove the Tipex now? Okay. So please assist us with that. Then another question has come through with the, with our theme today is on pastas. Okay, and she says, let me just go back into my messages. Alright, she says, can pastas be frozen then reheated?
I don't think so, really. It doesn't taste nice.
Mm-hmm.
Although you can, it's not that you can, but I think fresh, and it doesn't even take long to cook the pasta.
Okay.
It cooks very quickly.
Okay. Then this sister says, Salam Sister Mara and my lady Aunt Kareja, how are you both? It's great having you back on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing that could have happened today. You are a great team. Love listening to both of you. Jazakala so much for all your inspiring messages and for your well wishes as well. Jazakala so much. Well, in the cooking segment today, we're talking all about pastas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to share with you some easy tips to actually help you make your pastas. And Aunt Kareja, what's the first step?
Okay, the first one is, don't put oil in your water or on your pastas. Adding oil to the water or the cooked pastas to keep it from sticking will cause your sauce to slip. That means it will make it very slippery, so your sauce don't stick to your pastas. So they say you mustn't. I never knew that. I learned this something now, that don't ever put oil in your pastas. Because once you make a sauce, it slips away from the pasta, which makes really a lot of sense.
I put salt and I put oil.
I also do the same thing, but like I say, now today we learned this because this is a tip that they've given us, and I think we must try it, and inshallah it will help.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is, fill your pot properly. Use enough cold, fresh water that once the pasta begins to cook and expand, there will be plenty of room for it to boil. You also want enough water to balance the heat once your pasta is added, allowing it to come back to the boil quickly. The rule of thumb is at least 3 liters of water to every 250 grams of pasta.
So that's really important. You know, I think it's
the more water you put in a pot, the better it is, because it will expand your pastas nicely.
And I think you need to use like a big size pot. Not very big size.
No.
But you must just see at
least. Depends how much of pasta you're boiling in again.
If you're going to be using that so much of pasta, you're going to use like 3 times that size pot.
Yes. So the bigger, yes. Then it gives it room to expand also.
Okay.
Sure. The next one is, salt your water like the sea. Salting the water to your only opportunity is to season the pasta itself. The water needs to taste like the sea or in order to flavor the pasta. So you can add 3 liters of water requires a minimum of 1 teaspoon or 1 tablespoon of salt.
Mm.
So you can add salt to your pasta, but not the oil.
Not the oil, yes.
Not the oil, only the pasta, right?
Okay.
And then the next one is, bring water to a rapid boil before adding your pasta. That's also another tip, because you must make sure that the water boils before you're adding the pasta.
Okay, so that means, you know, that's where I think also a common mistake when you're making your pastas. You're putting your water and you're putting your pasta, you're putting everything together and you're boiling it.
Yes, no.
Your water needs to boil first, then you add your pasta.
Yes, you have to water. Actually, it says the starches absorb water instantly, and you want the water temperature to be extremely hot when you put your pasta in.
Okay.
Right? And then that's the drop and stir. As soon as you drop your pasta in the water, stir it. That prevents the pasta from sticking together on the bottom of the or the sides of the pot, stir occasionally during the cooking process.
Mm-hmm. So it's also important, you know.
Yeah, you must stir it. Because what happens, sometimes it does stain, and now that you're not going to use the oil, it will start sticking at the bottom. So you have to keep on stirring it.
Okay, now that's another thing when sticking. Do you have to use any specific type of pot?
You know what? A non-stick pot works wonders when you're boiling a pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It works really well. Even a normal AMC or NMC will work fine. But a non-stick pot will not stick the pasta.
Yes, that's guaranteed non-stick.
Yes. No.
It will never stick.
Definitely. And then obviously you must use a wooden or a plastic spoon to stir it.
Then I think you've got another very important point here, Greja. Check the package for timing.
Okay. You're going to read it?
Yes, yes. Okay, there are lots of methods for testing if pasta is properly cooked, but your best starting point is to read the package.
Yes.
Every variety and brand of pasta designates a proper cooking time, and it's indicated on the package.
Yes.
Long thin noodles tend to be very fast cooking, while small, denser pasta tend to take much longer. Start testing your pasta about 2 minutes before the indicated time, just to be safe. You're looking for the al dente, which means tender but firm to the tooth. If your pasta will be cooking further in a saucepan with sauce, you can remove it from the water slightly before the al dente stage.
Yes.
And it is so important.
So true. You see, you can't overcook your pasta also. You must know how to cook it and how long to cook it for.
Yes. And you see different types, different brands.
Yes. Yes.
Have different times of how to cook it.
It depends.
Don't
on
go thing. Your way. No. Check on the package.
Yes, you must check it. It's very important.
Okay.
Always save some cooking water before you drain your pasta. Ladle a cup of cooking water into a bowl or measuring cup and reserve it for your sauce. We'll come back to this. So they add actually the water because of its starch. They add it to the sauce. To the water.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, drain, don't dry.
Yes.
Drain your pasta enough to remove most of the water, but don't let drained pasta sit and dry off.
Yes.
As it cools, the starches will firm up and the pasta will stick together.
Okay. Add pasta to sauce, not the other way around. Always have your sauce prepared before you cook your noodles. The pasta cooking should be the last stop in making your dish. Keep your sauce warm in a large white saucepan, big enough to add your noodles, and add immediately after they've drained.
Mm.
So that is, you have to cook your sauce first.
Yes.
And lastly, you add your, I think, you know what, the minute you remove it in your colander, add it to your sauce, so what happens, it doesn't get dry and that sauce will be nice and...
It stays moist.
Moist, yes.
Yes, and I think normally we do it the other way around.
Yeah.
We cook our pasta and leave it aside and then make the sauce.
Yes.
No. Keep your sauce ready first
and then
boil it.
It doesn't even take long for
it. It doesn't take long.
Pastas, they go very quickly.
Okay, and the last particular?
Add some pasta water. Add a touch of pasta water to your sauce when you add the noodles. It helps the sauce adhere better to the pasta. The water adds a bit of richness and flavor, and the starchness keeps bring a spilled sauce back together.
Mm.
So it does make a difference. You must add a little bit of the water because of the starch. It makes it nice and moist.
Okay. Let's now go back to our messages via WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
This one is corresponding to the question we're asking you today. Is what's your favorite holiday food memory, local or international? And this listener says, I can never forget is the salep drink in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Divine.
Uh-huh.
You know, I enjoyed the tea in Turkey.
Yes.
The Turkish tea was actually lovely. It was very soothing, it was actually always welcoming any time of the day because it was cold.
The weather was cold, yes.
And but they actually serve it in small cups.
Not big cups.
So, you know, like they say, we don't want small cups, we want big mugs.
Yes, we South Africans like things in mugs and that.
Okay. Now, here we've got an answer. Okay, a remedy for the sister who actually, the granddaughter, had spilled the Tippex in her uniform. She says, Try making a paste with baking soda and vinegar and using a toothbrush. Rub the paste in and leave for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I hope the sister is actually listening to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually make a paste with bicarbonate of soda and vinegar and put that paste onto the school uniform where the tapex is. Using a toothbrush, rub the paste in and leave for about 10 minutes and inshallah, that will be fine. Yes. And, this one from Auntie Rashida says, Saddam Tamara, we enjoyed Nando's and I had in George Wilderness. It was yummy. I took home food and my family also enjoyed it. And it was really nice and happy to have you back on the program again. Jazakallah so much, Auntie Rashida from Woodbank. Jazakallah so much. Well, let's go for a short break now. When we come back, we're going to be doing the recipe segment of the program. And you can certainly look forward to lovely recipes. We're sharing a mushroom steak pasta with a mushroom sauce. Then also a saucy creamy pasta, macaroni special, and veggie pasta. And you can SMS or WhatsApp any of your pasta or cooking questions or concerns. And Atikaja will be able to, inshallah, help you out. The SMS and WhatsApp number to dial is 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are you now tuned to the recipe segment of the Household Express. And today we're sharing with you a selection of delicious pasta recipes and feature. Let's start with the first one.
The first one is mushroom steak with tagliati pasta. So it's 1 kilogram of steak, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of crushed green chilies, 1 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1 teaspoon of mustard powder, 1/4 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, tomato sauce, soya sauce, Worcester sauce, and butter. You marinate it for a few hours and you cook it till done. Then you make a mushroom sauce. That's 1 onion chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon green chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of aromat, a thyme and oregano to taste, ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 cup of fresh cream, 1 cup of sour cream, and 1 punnet of mushrooms. You sauté your onions in butter until soft. Add your spices and your mayo. Add mushrooms. And when almost dry, you add your sour cream and your fresh cream and let it cook a little longer. Then you grate 2 potatoes and fry. You boil about 14 bundles of tagliatelle. That's like almost a spaghetti or a pasta, and you drain that. Now you layer your steak in a plate, then your pasta, then your mushroom sauce, and you top it with a fried potato crisp, and you serve it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice, something different, because it's made with steak.
Now the steak, you cube it.
You can strip it or you can cube it. It's entirely up to you.
Okay. So we repeat the recipe of the mushroom steak tagliatelle. It's 1 kilogram steak. You can either strip it or cube it, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
Then it's 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of crushed green chilies, 1 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1 teaspoon of mustard, 1/2 teaspoon lemon pepper, then tomato sauce, soya sauce, Worcester sauce, and some butter. Now you marinate for a few hours and cook till done. Then you make a mushroom sauce. Now for the mushroom sauce, you require 1 onion chopped, 1/2 teaspoon garlic, 1/2 teaspoon green chilies, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon aromat, thyme and oregano to taste, ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 cup fresh cream, 1 cup sour cream, 1 punnet mushrooms. Now you saute your onion in butter until soft. Add spices and mayonnaise. Add mushrooms. When almost dry, add sour cream and fresh cream and let it cook a little. Then you grate 2 potatoes and fry that. Then you boil 14 bundles of of tagliatelle pasta and drain. Lay a steak in plate or a Pyrex, right? Then your pasta, then your mushroom sauce, and top with fried potato crisps, and serve immediately.
Gee.
So this is really, really lovely, man.
Okay. Sounds very nice.
Now for the saucy creamy pasta.
Okay, for the saucy creamy pasta, you have to boil and leave aside a packet of pasta. Now that's your choice of your own, whatever you want to. Then you take 1 cup of cubed chicken fillet, 1 tablespoon of ghee, 1/2 cup of diced onions, 1 teaspoon garlic, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon of mixed spice, 1/4 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic flakes, 1/2 teaspoon of aromat, 1/2 green pepper diced. You cook your chicken in ghee with onion and spices. When your chicken is almost done, you add peppers and cook. Then you take your 250 ml of fresh cream, 250 ml of sour cream, 1 can of cream style corn, which is optional, 1 tablespoon of corn flour, 1 cup of milk, dissolve the corn flour in milk, add cream, the corn and milk together, add pasta and chicken, boil on medium until sauce thickens, stir regularly, grate cheese on top.
Really, your pasta has to be saucy.
It has to be saucy. It's not, you don't enjoy it if it's a dry pasta.
No. Yeah. Unless now you're making it with mash or something, then you just put your spaghetti or macaroni. Then it's just a normal pasta.
But even with that also, you have to sauce it up a little. Like you can put a little bit of chili sauce in your spaghetti.
Yes.
Or tomato sauce, just to make it a bit saucy.
Yes. Okay, so for a saucy creamy pasta, you boil and leave aside 1 packet pasta of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup cubed chicken fillet. 1 tablespoon ghee. 1/2 cup diced onions. 1 teaspoon garlic. 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon mixed spice, then 1/4 teaspoon lemon pepper and 1/4 teaspoon garlic flakes, 1/2 teaspoon aromat, 1/2 green pepper diced. You cook chicken in ghee with onion and spices. When chicken is almost done, add peppers and cook. Then you take 250 ml fresh cream, 250 ml sour cream, 1 can cream style corn, that's optional, 1 tablespoon corn flour, 1 cup milk. You dissolve corn flour in milk. Now you add creams, corn and milk together. Add pasta and chicken. Boil on medium until sauce thickens. Stir regularly and grate cheese over top.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still going to go to the macaroni special recipe. And we've got a veggie pasta.
Yes. So for the macaroni special recipe, it's 1/2 kilo of fillet steak, 1 onion, 3 pieces of garlic, 2 green chilies, 3 to 4 tomatoes, 1/2 tin of tomato puree, and 1/2 cup of grated cheese. You braise your onion and garlic. You add your diced pieces of steak with salt, pepper, your green chilies, and your parsley. When braised, you add your grated tomatoes and tomato puree. You simmer till nice and thick gravy is formed. You season to taste with salt, chilies. Then you boil your macaroni in salt water. Add to steak and mix well. Arrange in a casserole, grate cheese over and put in the oven. Just long enough for the cheese to melt. Garnish with diced green pepper and greens.
Very, very simple.
You can either use steak or chicken in this one.
Okay. Yeah. So for the macaroni special, it's 1/2 kilogram of fillet steak, 1 onion, 3 pieces of garlic, salt and pepper, 2 green chilies, 3 to 4 tomatoes, 1/2 tin tomato puree, 1/2 cup grated cheese. You braise onion and garlic, add diced pieces of steak with salt, pepper, green chilies and parsley. When braised, add grated tomatoes and tomato puree, simmer till nice and thick gravy is formed. Season to taste with salt, chilies, Boil macaroni in salt water. Add the steak and mix well. Arrange in a casserole. Grate cheese over and put in the oven just long enough for cheese to melt.
Mm-hmm.
And garnish with diced green pepper and greens.
Yes. It's also a very nice one. It's a bit, it's a red pasta because of the tomato. And it tastes very nice. It's also a saucy pizza.
Okay.
Pasta.
The final recipe is a veggie pasta.
Yes. Okay, for the veggie pasta, you need a packet of fettuccine, boiled till soft and drained, olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 butternut peeled and cubed, 1 punnet of mushrooms cut in half, a packet of baby marrows cut into chunks, 1 packet of baby sweet corn cut into chunks, 1 green pepper cut into chunks, a red pepper cut into chunks, a garlic and herb seasoning to taste. You place all your veggies in a roasting pan. You rub with garlic and drizzle with olive oil. You bake at 200 degrees for about 30 minutes. Then in a large oven-proof dish, you combine the pasta with veggies. You drizzle it with some olive oil. Season well with garlic and herb seasoning. Return to the oven for about 10 minutes and heat through. Serve with garlic bread or tremenzini as a variety at cooked chicken strips.
Very nice. Eh? Mm-hmm. Different again?
Again, very different.
Okay. So for the veggie pasta, it's 1 packet fettuccine, boiled till soft and you drain it. Then olive oil, 2 cloves garlic crushed. Now, you take 1 butternut peeled and cubed. Then a punnet of mushrooms cut in half. Then 1 pack baby marrow cut into chunks. You know, you get a small pack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1 pack baby sweet corn you cut into chunks. Then 1 green pepper cut into chunks. 1 red pepper cut into chunks. Then garlic and herb seasoning to taste. Place all the vegetables in a roasting pan. Rub with garlic and drizzle with olive oil. Bake at 200 degrees for about 30 minutes. In a large oven-proof dish, combine pasta with vegetables, drizzle with some olive oil, season well with garlic and herb seasoning, return to oven for about 15 minutes to heat through and serve with garlic bread or tramezzini as a variation at cooked chicken strips. So just for the benefit of our listeners, all our recipes are on the website, and go on to radioislam.co.za. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can call Uncle Yusuf on 011-854-7022, and he will assist you with Noman, as far as I is still on leave. Now, this listener is actually corresponding to our question we asked today. What's your favorite holiday food memory, local or international? And assalamu alaikum, most memorable food was in Pahalgam, Kashmir, years ago, the most delicious creamy chicken, the most authentic spring rolls as well.
Okay.
So, jazakallah for that. Then we go on to, then another sister says she actually, when she's boiling a pasta, she puts a bit of vinegar in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then this one says, a small tip for the pasta, take a small piece of pasta, throw it on your kitchen tile. If it sticks, pasta is done. When pasta is done, don't leave aside immediately. Pour in colander and straight into the sauce. I like that tip.
Yes.
Something different.
Lots of people put it on the
floor. If it falls out,
it's not cooked.
And if it gets stuck, how did I take it out?
Oh,
okay. So, Zakala, for sharing that, yes. Now, Auntie Kretia, you know, how do you actually, pasta, you're going to use fresh cream and sour cream.
Yes.
Okay, it's a combination.
Yes. Again, you remember we gave the one, the macaroni with the tomato, that doesn't have really a fresh cream or anything.
No,
so again, you can vary it. If you wanted a red pasta, then you use like quite a bit of tomato and puree and sauce just to make it a nice saucy pasta.
Okay.
Or else, the like you say, the fresh cream and the sour cream is the base ingredient for a normal pasta.
So whenever you're making pasta, make sure you've got a fresh cream and a sour cream.
Yes, you must have that on hand.
So that's basically both two combined, not either one.
It's again optional. You can either use just one of them alone, the sour cream, or you can, and then another thing is, if you don't have the both on hand, make a white sauce.
Yes, a white sauce. I was coming
to that. White sauce works wonders.
Okay, how would you make up a white soap?
I normally make it a very easy way. I just take my milk and I boil the milk and I add salt, pepper and butter to it. And then if you're taking like 2 cups of milk, you take 2 tablespoons of flour. The flour, you mix it before the time it was a little bit of water. Once your milk starts boiling, you add your flour and just keep on beating till it's a nice thick sauce. It mustn't be very thick also because your pasta have to be mixed into it. So the 2 cups for 2 tablespoons of flour is just more than sufficient.
Okay. And I think another thing comes to mind is if you're putting your pasta in the oven to get hot, make sure your oven is hot.
Your oven is hot.
Don't put it in again on your oven now.
And another thing is do not over bake your pasta. Mm. You must remember when you're preparing your pasta, you're already boiling your pasta, you're cooking your meat before the time. When you're putting it in the oven, it's just basically just to heat the thing through and the cheese to melt because everything else is cooked already.
You know, there are different ideas of making a pasta. Like if you've got maybe chicken or steak left over, make sure there's enough sauce at the bottom.
Yes.
Then boil your pasta. You can put your pasta in a pot now.
In the pot.
This doesn't go in the oven.
You can, yes.
And put your cubed potatoes or your chips and put your sauces over.
However you want to.
But this is now in a pot. Yes.
It also works very. I prefer more in a pot.
In a pot, yes.
Than in an oven. I always find it dries out much faster in the oven and it stays more saucy in a pot.
And you don't have to even dish it out. Just put the pot with a table, the hot pot, the table mat. You put that on and then dish from the pot.
From the pot. And yes. I promise you, I only make it like that and it stays so nice and saucy.
You can use your spaghetti, macaroni, or ramen noodles,
whatever. And you get so many different types of noodles on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. The choice is entirely up to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then what about, what type of noodles would you put now in a soup? Many people actually put noodles in a soup.
I also have the habit. You get the very small flour ones, then you get the alphabet ones.
Yes.
I mainly make this for the children because they find it very, very amusing because they want to know the initials before they find it in the soup. So I always buy the alphabet noodles, which works wonders in the soup.
Just put it into your soup.
Yes, while the soup is boiling, you just add it and it cooks through also.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for soups, you normally just use fine noodles, not very big noodles.
And obviously now you're going to put if you're going to make a savory, some savories actually call for spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
So you need to boil it,
Yes.
You need to boil it nice and
especially
soft.
Especially if you're making it for spring rolls and that, I normally fully boil it. Then I add it to my filling. And it really tastes nice also.
Mm-hmm. What herbs or seasoning would you actually for pastas?
Garlic and herb or oregano or thyme. You know, more that type of herbs that you have to
use.
Lemon pepper. Then or else dry parsley. All that works
mixed well. Herbs on the top.
Yes.
Okay. What about cheeses? What cheeses would you top your pasta up with?
Okay. It's more cheddar cheese or the mozzarella, which works wonders with pizzas. Or else you can use Tassos also. Not really much of the sweet milk.
No, because it's too oily.
It's too oily. The cheddar works wonders with it.
Okay. Now, if you need to dress a pasta, on your top would you put your big tomatoes, your baby tomatoes?
Again, it's entirely, you see what looks very nice also, rosemary, fresh rosemary is very nice. Then you get the baby tomatoes which you cut in half and garnish it with it. And of course, the peppers.
The peppers.
Yes.
I think the peppers works well.
You can either put them in strips or cube them, entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let us go back to our feedback on WhatsApp again. And yes, the sister actually was looking for the tip for the tip extra in a brand new school uniform. And one of the listeners said, please repeat that tip again. Try making a paste with baking soda, that's your bicarbonate of soda and vinegar, and using a toothbrush, rub the paste in and leave for about 10 minutes.
I'm sure that tip definitely will work.
No, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then this one says, easy pasta, cook a tin of baked beans, add a tin of spaghetti and sauce, add half cup cooked or leftover mince curry, put in casserole, spread lots of mesh, cheese, bake on 180 and enjoy.
Voila, there's a nice easy peasy pasta.
Yes. Now, she mentioned mesh, okay? Here's another nice one for a pasta, is to put mesh.
Yes.
You can put your sausage chicken at the bottom, then you can put your mesh, in your spaghetti or macaroni. Yes. Or you can put your saucy chicken or steak, then your macaroni, and then put your mesh over,
yes,
and then dress your mesh up with nice sliced onion rings, tomatoes, peppers, and your cheese.
I normally make one with, you know, when you have leftover samusamans.
Okay.
It's so nice. I just layer the samusaman at the bottom. Then I boil my spaghetti. When I drain the spaghetti, I put a little bit of tomato sauce or my red chutney in there, mm-hmm, and just mix it. Put that on top of the mince, and then I make a white sauce. But before I put the white sauce on, I slice boiled egg and tomato.
Okay, lovely.
On the spaghetti, and you pour your whole white sauce, and you put your grated cheese. But it is so, so nice. It really comes out very nice. It's also something different.
Something very different, mm, indeed. You know, the different ways of making pasta, yeah, I think you need to be inventive as well.
You have to
create your own ideas, create your own recipes.
Your own.
But remember, pasta has to be saucy.
Yes, it has to be saucy.
I think that's
then
one of the secrets
nice.
Of the
dish. Tip of the pasta.
And your fresh cream and sour cream,
yes,
as well. A combination.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a really nice.
And I suppose you can add your... Do you have to boil your fresh cream and pasta together? No?
You don't have to boil it. You don't have to boil it. You can just add it in and just cook it in your mixture. And it thickens up on its own.
And in there you add your salt, your pepper, your green chilies,
yes,
even your sweet corn, whichever,
yes,
whatever you want.
You see, you must create your own thing, whatever you need to create, or else follow a proper recipe and you'll never go wrong with it.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely informative program. Well, it certainly feels so good to be back.
Sure.
You can say now the year started already.
Yes.
And it feels good, inshallah, now we can continue with lovely more recipes and
inshallah,
hints and tips, and look forward to a bit of a change in the program as well. I've put together some ideas as well that I want to implement on this program as well.
Inshallah.
And we also look forward to your feedback. You can send your feedback to Amara at RadioIslamLive.com, even WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And we'd love your feedback as well and your ideas as well. Well, inshallah, back with you next week. It's lovely having you back as well. And
it
was very easy, simple pasta recipes.
Pasta recipes, geez.
So enjoy making your pastas as well. Inshallah, we'll chat again next week. From Amara and Antikaija Ibrahim,
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.